At the outset, let me thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the countless blessings He has showered on us, the greatest of which is guidance in the form of Deen-e-Islam. He who Allah guides is rightly guided, and he whom He leads astray, no one can guide him. On behalf of the teaching community of Riyadh, I extend a warm welcome to our guest of honor, Dr. Farhat Hashmi, who has come down from Pakistan on a visit to Riyadh. Most of us here, Dr. Farhat Naseem Hashmi requires no introduction. She is a household name, not only in Pakistan, from where she hails, but also in different countries across the globe. She is perhaps the most influential female Islamic scholar of our times. Her discourses on the Quran and Hadith leave a lasting impact on the listener. Both the young and the old generation derive inspiration from her and look up to her as a role model to be emulated. Dr. Farhat Hashmi has done her master's in Arabic, and she has a doctorate in Hadith Sciences from the University of Glasgow, Scotland. She has received this religious training and impetus to serve in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from her illustrious father, the late Abdul Rahman Hashmi, who was also an Islamic scholar and ranked 53rd in the noble generation of the companion Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. She is equally supported by her husband, Dr. Idris Zubair, also an Islamic scholar. She has taught at the International Islamic University in Islamabad. And in 1994, she set up the Al-Huda International Foundation. Al-Huda, as we all know, imparts religious educational training to hundreds of Muslims all over the world. And it has created a wave of awareness among different sections of the Muslim society. It also serves as a welfare organization involved in the service of the underprivileged strata of society. CDs and audio cassettes of Dr. Hashmi are widely available and accessible to all. Another remarkable feature is that the students of Al-Huda, that is students of Dr. Hashmi, are not contented with having acquired knowledge themselves, but they take it on themselves to pass it on to others by conducting such classes. In the words of Dr. Hashmi, her biggest passion is the Quran, and she has taken for herself role models like Ummul Momineen, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, the beloved daughter of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A wife, a mother, a teacher, and above all, an eternal student and servant of the Quran, as she calls herself. She is the living example of how all these roles can be performed at the same time. Now, without taking much of your time, I will invite our honored guest to share her knowledge with us. Thank you. Thank you.